Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Radio Rita. I'm your host, Rita. Now, for some of you out there wondering what's going on and etc., I'll explain it to you. I was supposed to do spreadsheets, okay? And I'm doing them. Unfortunately, Chloe and I have a little problem with our internet problem, as it keeps going in and out. The thing is a place called Zito Media. Let me talk to you about Zito Media for a minute. Zito Media is utterly garbage, okay? Literally garbage. They guarantee X amount of speed, right? And then Chloe said to me today, why don't you do a speed test, you know? I was like, right, that's a good idea, speed test. Came back to less than dial-up first time around. Second time around was a peak performance of basic DSL. Their answer when we call, oh, well, it's a router issue. Oh, well, it's a connection issue. It's not a connection issue. On my direct wire to my desktop, the frickin' router is connected to approximately, you know, it's pretty damn fast, all right? Literally, it is smoking fast. The highest speed, 200 megs. I think it's 200. Yeah, 200. Fortunately, we're getting nothing, and they're charging an arm and a leg for their utterly garbage service. I mean, literally, I could basically do things, all right? Now, I want to talk to you all about a couple other issues, okay? Now, I was trying to cope with everything going on, okay? Now, a lot of you out there sit there and say, well, what's the point of taking care of an autistic person or whatever? Let me put it this way, okay? She's worried about losing benefits. Now, the state of Washington's issued food stamps to be reissued 16 days in between her last pay and this one. Unfortunately, you know, the government's turned around and isn't saying anything about it. They're just like, whoops, oh, yeah. So we're all sitting here wondering, not care. Literally, doesn't matter to me. I was just telling, Chloe that, you know, she needs to look out, right now to, other issues. You know, having a tooth pulled did cost a lot of money. I mean, literally, if people sit there and say, oh, how's it cost money? It costs money because we had to buy, well, Chloe had to get for herself milk. And Chloe doesn't realize what it takes to make pudding. And, you know, milk and pudding, chocolate, or whatever. You know, I always thought you boiled up the packet and then you let it solidify in the fridge. And, you know, there's ways of doing it. I just, you know, made it, you know. So each pudding packet's a little different, you know. So, basically, I was like this and that, and, you know. So, one of the things that I gotta do for all of you out there is I gotta send a message to my cousin-in-law. I have a question for her about, you know, seeing if she still wants me to post designs by Dinky on her, on my, you know, sponsorship type thing, you know. But while we're talking about that, I will be enjoying a coffee today. I mixed my coffee together. I got everything good. Like I said, I want to talk to my cousin-in-law about it. So, you know. So I'm moving her to the top of the list. And so, you know, usually she doesn't like when I say, I have a question for you. Usually it's an uh-oh. What's this snatch up to this time? Usually, you know. So, anyways, all I wanted to say here at Radio Rita is we are having a lot of stress, okay? And Chloe's afraid she's going to be packed up and shipped off. Now, I know a lot of people that sit there and say, oh, yeah, let's pack her up, ship her off. Well, you know, the thing is I've had people turn around and tell me, look, you can't support a second person. It's killing you, you know. I mean, literally, I mean, I've been looking at cutting corners, doing my spreadsheets, my budgets, and every time I turn around, it's the same old BS, just a different day, you know, literally. So, basically, you know, people sit there and say, oh, well, you know, you should do this or you should do that or, you know, in my opinion, No, I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do that. My thoughts is that I, for one, am getting to the point in my life where I'm doing things my way, and I am not going to give in to certain issues, I mean, literally, we have problems, yes. I mean, I was just talking to someone today about something, right? And all of a sudden the internet cuts out, right? And I'm sitting there, or almost cutting out, so I had to shut down my podcast and get on the phone here because, I want to do this while I'm doing spreadsheets. I told you, while doing spreadsheets, I would gladly do this for you all, And so I'm doing this for you all, and yet at the same time, we the people need to realize, I'm doing my best at everything I can do. Yet we're still having trouble with the internet. I mean, we're not running at the speeds that we're supposed to. I don't know if they dropped us speed-wise because they think we're butt monkeys or whatever it is, but it upsets me to no end that we the people are trying to be a good There you go. So, think he got back to me, really quickly. That's good. But anyways, what I wanted to share with you all is the fact that everyone around me is talking about this or that or the other, and I mean, today I would do some dip, right? But I don't have time to do dip because right now I'm working on, getting things moving along. And so I am trying to get things moving along. And so I'm like hammering this out and hammering that out, but it is going pretty good, So, but basically, like I said, I want to say with all my love to you all, that I love each and every one of you, and it was an interesting day. Like I was trying to explain to my father-in-law. Okay, my father-in-law, I messaged him. I said, "Oh, I got an update for you. You want to hear it?" And he's like, "No, I gotta write checks." I'm like, "Fine." So let me give you the update because I don't want to freaking spend time, okay? I love my father-in-law a bunch, but sometimes I think he's just too damn busy and doesn't give two damns. Now, I was just talking to someone who said that they want to work through me here in Washington. If they don't work through me, then technically they're not going to want to work through Aaron's dad, which means Aaron's dad gets no money. Pretty much, Aaron's dad's not going to get anything. Now, they want me to have most of the money. This is that the dad basically should be entitled to 25%. So I'm entitled to 70% and the lawyer gets the rest. Fortunately, that's gonna play out with someone who's like, "Oh, I need to retire." Thing is, he won't go for it. So what's gonna happen is that his greed's gonna take over more likely and it's gonna sink his boat. So, while we're talking about that, I'd like to share that with you all, but I do want to get Chloe's opinion on it. Chloe, what do you think of a place that's looking into the ramifications of everything, but also is stating, and I quote, that they want to make sure that I get most of the money?
Yeah. Well, it's just going to cause him to want to, not pursue it.
No, that's the thing. I mean, look, he's going to get, they're saying, 5% to the lawyer, 70% to me, and 25% to him. I mean, look, the old man wants every dime that isn't nailed down, okay? Unfortunately, this people here said the only reason he's pursuing it is because it's his retirement. Now, with me, I want justice. However, because I was there, I'm more of a credible witness than not a credible witness. So, with that said, the hospital or the clinic has to answer questions, okay? We're not going to get into details, but they're going to get into the ramifications of everything. The thing is they're not going to take a case unless I get the majority holdings of the money,
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying, no, we're going to let this slide. The reason for it is for two reasons. It is a complicated case, pretty much, you know. Let's see, that one's done. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, four spreadsheets go, huh?
Internet's still down.
I have no clue. No, it's running right now, but I'm using my phone to make sure that I get, you know, I'm not taking any chances. That's why I'm using my phone for this podcast here at Radio Rita. But no, you guys get the idea, okay? I sent a message to my father-in-law. I said, hey, I want to share this with you. Not no time, no time, no time. So basically, if there was a $20 billion at stake, and I was freaking, you know, I wanted to talk to him, and I could say he won the Mega Millions, he wouldn't, we have our weekly chat, but, you know, right now, it's, you know, to me, I will personally let you all know that in my gut feeling that this ain't gonna go anywhere unless I pursue it. And I'm pursuing it only on the grounds that, you know, me and Chloe, well, you know, not me and Chloe, me and Aaron were inseparable. For 11 years, we went everywhere. I mean, literally, we were, you know, inseparable. We looked after each other. People want to say caretaker when he wasn't my caretaker. He was more of a, you know, he was hubby. And, you know, I mean, hubby and I basically, there was a few moments there where, you know, we did some stuff that we don't want to talk about, you know, that was romantic. But the thing is, me and hubby, you know, the thing is they're looking at the legalese about the Washington State law. If it pertains to me in any way, shape, or form, then they're going to basically want to work from that point of view because, you know, he died. And, you know, the thing is Poppy, he wants at least $250,000 for retirement, you know. Problem with it is, how can you retire, quote unquote, you know, I know Chloe's listening to this video, how can you retire, you know, oh, well, I need this much money or else, well, look, well, let me put it to this way here on Radio Rita, okay, he's got a whole plethora, a whole army of lawyers that can't get their heads out of their ass, pretty much, and on top of that, I love all my husband's cousins, but one claimed to be a lawyer, okay, a lawyer. That says, oh, you got a lawsuit. Then if you got a lawsuit, quote, unquote, okay. Lawsuit, right? Then if you have a lawsuit, right? Chloe's looking at me. Then why the fuck doesn't anyone, excuse my French, get off their ass and move over 2 years?
I know.
Oh, well, it's a complicated issue. Oh, it's a complicated issue. It's complicated? I'll tell you what's complicated. You're waking up in the morning, having that funny smell where you gotta go roll up some toilet paper and wipe your ass. I mean, literally, that's complicated. You got the itchy butt syndrome, and you're wondering, how did I get the itchy butt? Did I not wipe properly? Well, you got these hootenanny numbnuts basically turning around, saying, oh, yes, you got a lawsuit. 2 years later, they're still not moving. They requested medical records to open up the estate, and then I contact a lawyer in the statute of limitations, and says, hey, we know what we're doing on this and this, we might be able to help you, but the problem is we don't want to go up against a greedy bastard, so we're going to look into it for our point of view. Now, if he opens up that for us, we're going to basically only take it if it's on our terms, which means more money to Rita and less money for you. And you know what happened there. Well, I mean, literally, it's going to be basically a clam bake. It's going to be one person basically demanding all the money and, you know, this and that. I mean, look, We're going up against a clinic that literally thinks they got in the free of killing Aaron. Instead, they haven't done anything of the sort. Oh. So, technically, you know, I'm getting this knocked down, you know. Like I said, three spreadsheets left. We're making some good time, like I said. But you get the idea, right? You get the idea. You got someone sitting here dictating policies about this and that. And then, I mean, literally, I mean, my opinion is this. My husband's not coming back. And yet, people want to sit there and say, oh, well, you know what it is? I'll tell you what the lawyer said, too. The lawyer turned around and said, it could be that he's basically delaying things and trying to get it in. We're going to check the computer database, and if there's anything already registered in a 2-year lawsuit, then they're using you, and he's going to get the money. Therefore, they can counter-slam it and basically look at it from the 11-year relationship perspective of me and Aaron being intimate, and might slam dunk him and say, nope. The majority stakeholder is me. I mean, they're looking into it closely. Thing is if it doesn't pertain to money or time, Poppy doesn't really care. I mean, so I am going to go and send him a quick message and go, it has... There. I mean, literally. I mean, he's going to basically be shitting gold bricks when I tell him anyways that they're looking into the legalese of that. Yeah, same-sex marriage. We were basically devoted to each other, so technically they can't just sit there and turn around and say, oh, well, it's medically not... Yeah, I mean, literally, it could be looked at as a, you know... I mean, look. It's just a big, complicated issue. And the only way these people are really going to realize things is by opening up and realizing. I mean, look, how many people out there are going to sit there and realize? I mean, well, let me put it to this way. Oh, frick. Sometimes I hate when this happens. Okay, so, what I want to say to you all is, basically, you guys sit there nicely. Ah, here we go, down here, okay. And you guys are lovely people, and you listen to my podcast. Yet at the same time, you know, the thing is we just moved along. You know, last night I talked to Poppy, and he says, oh, you need to move on it fast enough. I called this morning when I got woke up by Chloe. I decided I will take care of them, take the mantle, and make a phone call. I did. In the end, guess what I found? Found out, you know, and then the guy looked up my information and background, said there's nothing. Nothing pending, nothing else. He wants to go after me? You know, then there's a statue. Unfortunately, we're in another county, and by the time he gets around to doing anything, as the guy said, our mailing address is, you know, I mean, literally, we are, they're not breaking the law, you know, we have not, you know, you got corrupt police, and you got this, and I asked him about basically going after and filing a complaint, you know, and getting a lawyer involved on the, thing that happened to me, and, you know, I know if, well, Tara J or Lexi or Gabby's listening to this podcast, or Tara B-hole or Corey, they said pretty much you can file a complaint, you can sue them, but in our humble opinion, we don't recommend you doing this because, frankly, as they said, and I quote, you're in a safer position, and basically it was harassment. And harassment they can get away with. There is no officer that basically has it. I mean, look. They basically were going to file me away, you know, and the policeman said, you know, well, you're going to cooperate or I'm going to have you in jail. All right. I walked out the front door of a hospital. They didn't do anything. Right now, they don't plan to do anything. I mean, look, the freaking city is overrun with so many homeless. Their jail is already, you know, overloaded, you know? I mean, how do you freaking sit there and go, yes, I'd like this, and deep down you can't do it because it's freaking overload? I mean, look at it from the point of view of it's pure overload. I mean, literally the jail's overflowing, the homeless population's expanding in the old town, and they have no way in sight to get it fixed, you know? And so I sit there and I go, wow, what's going to happen to the future, you know? I mean, literally, nothing. I mean, literally, I mean, I think the future is going to be pretty damn crappy, okay? Literally. Now, let me just share with you a couple things going on. Now, I know Chloe's, if Chloe's mom's listening to this, which, feel free to subscribe. I think in my heart that here at Radio Rita, you know, Chloe needs to talk to someone who can relieve her symptoms of this whole, the government's taking away her food stamps. I mean, look, here's how I see the whole food stamp thing, okay? By the way, if anyone wants to know, I'm in my jammies all day. I said I was going to do it. I will take a bath tonight, pop into my jammies again. But here's the whole ordeal with the food stamp thing, okay? They're trying to reload by the 20th. Because they don't know if anyone's going to get their benefits for freaking February. And if they don't get benefits, everyone's paid March. You know, so when people sit there and cry, and I'm not talking about the citizenry itself, I'm talking about in general, okay? Don't think of me as a cold-hearted dumbass, alright? But I'm going to say it like it is, okay? I'm going to say that the people of America are sitting there crying about the food stamps. I mean, look, 800,000 people don't have jobs right now. Half of them are working without pay. And by the way, the government's trying to get free non-jobbies, even though they're not they're getting paid like crazy. You know. Basically, because of it, you know, what the heck is she squabbling about now? Let's see what Dinky's got to say this time. So, she doesn't want media attention. Can you believe that? I mean, literally, she wants all this business for a little business. I try to offer it, and then all I get is, media. I mean... My opinion is there something wrong with this picture? I mean, literally, I love my family dearly, and I can kind of sit there and point the finger and say, what the fuck, you know? But, you know, I'm just at wit's ends to why the fuck, you know, literally. I love them very much. There you go. So, back to my story. I'm not complaining about you, my family, in any way, shape, or form. I just don't understand. There you go. Okay. Food stamps. I got family members, I'm not going to give names, who turns around and basically says, well, fuck the people that are homeless, fuck the people that are going to lose their housing, fuck this, fuck that, yada, yada, yada. I have a heart of gold. I basically feel sad that my family's hurting. I go around and I basically feel sad about other issues. I mean, literally, you go around, right, and you sit there and people say, oh, the country's going down the toilet. Or this is going down, or it's this person's fault, or that's that government's fault, you know. So anyways, it just asked about YouTube, you know, that's why I was pounding out on the keyboard. So, basically, when it comes to food banks and stuff, alright, food banks are going to be stretched thin, okay? Here's how what it says is going to happen, okay? The doomsday thing for Trump, okay? Now, I don't want someone behind me, if you're autistic, or you're retarded, or you're mentally challenged, please turn it off at this point. I don't want you conspiring to think I'm a conspiracist, okay? The news stated, now, what's going to happen for the world, or at least in the United States and our world, our part of the world, is that food stamps runs out and the government ain't reopened because Congress and the Senate are duking it out with the president of reopening up for a border wall or whatever. It's going to be hell, okay? I mean, they're going to shut down the wall, shut down the government for a stinking wall, okay? Now, Chloe, I know, is worried about her benefits. Now, you know, I know Chloe's worried about it, but also, if someone like you or came to me and says, I'm worried about my benefits, I would say, whoa, whoa. You're worried about your benefits? What about the fucking 38 other million people that aren't going to get theirs? I mean, literally, everyone's going to be hurting. It's not just about one person. Now, let me just put it to you in another perspective, okay? If the government shuts down for long term, who's going to be hurting also? Not just the 38 million people not getting their benefits. The food banks are going to dry up. And then the country's going to go into chaos, which means people are going to either be on one side or the other. Now, let me tell you what else happens, okay?
Which means HUD, people will be fighting each other as a war.
HUD can't pay 1,300 subsidies around the United States. I think there's like, I don't know how many subsidies there are in apartments, but 1,300 at least. That's several million people being homeless, at least, if HUD subsidies don't get back. HUD's not even working right now. You got a national complaint for HUD? I'm sorry, you're not going to be getting it, you know, because HUD doesn't care, because they don't. They're not being, challenged. Now, Chloe's sitting there looking at me going, is there anything else that's going to happen? Well, I want you all to look at it from a different perspective. Now, not only, I was looking at Chloe when I said that, the government is hurting by shutting down 800,000 workers, and soon a national crisis in a month will happen where airports will all be shut down because lack of TSA agents, and they're going to all be going to other jobs. And the jobs that the government says, oh, you signed a contract, you know, you're part of the federal government, you can't get another job, they're just going to say, blow it. Put it up your, run it up to your kazoo. Throw your kazoo up your butthole. We're not listening anymore. They're going to basically go out and saturate the market with whatever. If they got a building project that they want to build a factory, they're going to get into building a factory. They're going to build whatever they can. They're going to work turning signs. I mean, the marketplace will be secured by more people. I mean, for all we know, the government could turn around. I mean, let me put it to this way. The government back in the day, under Abe Lincoln, didn't have a lot of workers. It was a small government. Yeah, you had your cabinet members, you had your buildings. But do you have anyone sitting there going, oh, I'm with the transportation department. Oh, I'm not. No, transportation back then was horse and buggy, dirt roads, and trains. You see what I'm saying? Now, Chloe's sitting there going, how bad is it going to be? She was talking to me earlier, bitching exactly, griping and shitting about the fucking, the shutdown, and talking about how the government, you know, they're gonna have a lot of, thefts. No, they won't. They're gonna be putting in the theft,
Even if they put high security in, you know, there's gonna be a lot of security guards, you know, getting attacked by people and everything. It's gonna be a hell of a job.
Nope, security's going to be armed, and they will shoot to kill if that happens. Trust me, everyone, it's not going to be pretty when you go into a grocery store and there's an armed person.
If a security guard does that, they also endanger the existence of their family, because the family of the person they shot could go after their family. It'd be pretty much a turf war.
Nope, it's not going to be a turf war. Listen here, everyone. If the grocery stores had to put in...
And not only that, you know, you got some of the people who were with the shoplifter who got shot down. Well, if that person takes a gun and they start taking it out on our customers, start shooting their customers,
the
too.
Problem is this is what's going to happen, okay? Grocery stores are going to be hiring security tight. They're going to put in extra security, like those little Walmart things. So everything's going to be scanned in the little scanner. So when you walk out with a roll of toilet paper and it's not paid for, that little detector is going to go off going beep, beep. They're going to do everything to protect their goods. I mean, here's the thing. Currently, if the government keeps the way the shutdown's going, God forbid it doesn't, we're going to see a lot of security measures put in place. We're already saying that the government's losing $80 billion. Let's put that right, $80 billion. That's eight times. Let's just give eight times. I'm just rounding up to the numbers. Eight times the value of President Donald Trump's
dictator
wall.
Donald Trump.
Well, I have to say president, okay? If you want to say dictator, feel free to, because I don't care if the government comes to your door, beats it down, and says you're not a patriot. The point
I'm... You don't have to be a fucking patriot in this country. It's not a law. You have to be a patriot.
Well, I don't want... I mean, I have my own thoughts and opinions. I'm just saying what I'm saying. I get irritated that everyone wants to claim he's a dictator. In my opinion, I don't really care, okay, everyone? Here on Radio Rita, you heard it from me. All I don't want is problems to happen and we got goons showing up at our door.
Oh, just because I say he's a dictator. You know what? You don't need to have patriotism. You know, that's just, you know, the whole patriotism is required. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Well, there you go. She wants to complain, let her complain. Now, back to my thoughts on the economy.
If it's a policy to have to be required to be a patriot, then you're being a patriot for a dictatorship.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just talking here on my radio show, and I will explain what's going on. Now, I'm worried about 800,000 people being without jobs, okay? If they saturate the market, there is no more jobs. I mean, look, Social Security's doors are closed for calling up and getting answers. We can't get any answers. All we get is, Little Miss, I'm right, you're a douchebag type thing. My point is I'm not looking at it from the fucking, oh, I'm for the Commander-in-Chief. No, look what he's done. He's basically turned around, fucking sat there, and dug his ground in, and he doesn't care if the American people go hungry. He's a billionaire. He doesn't care if the freaking government falls apart. Now, here's where I'm getting with my freaking argument before triggers happen yet again. One person said that there's 38 million people going without food. She wants to go out there, fine. 38 million people go without food. That's just the tip of the iceberg. $80 billion in grocery food stamps are going to be going away if the government can't get themselves together. Let me show you the overall picture of the federal government and what's going to happen. Well, Chloe runs away because she thinks I'm supporting Donald Trump, which I'm not. I just don't want things happening, okay? Here's the deal. The deal goes, if this continues down the course it's taking, mind you, the American people are going to have a lot of trouble. I mean, look, we're already seeing network outages on computers and phones and credit card readers and stuff. And we live on an island, so you can basically know, bet your bottom dollar what that means for the people, right? So, the bottom line is this, okay? We're not just looking at the entire worry of Chloe running out of her benefits. We need to look at the big picture of everyone, okay? Then, the other thing I said, and I quote, was when it comes to the 38 million people, there's also going to be millions suffering from the loss of housing, literally through HUD. Let me tell you the big picture here now. Each agency is going to be slowly shut down if there is no budget appropriation, okay? There, let me put it this way. Each government agency is funded to a certain time. I think it's September, okay? 9 months. What if the government turns around and wants it, right? Instead, the problem is we have September, all right? 75% of the government's funded. Each agency is going to be slowly but surely whittled away. Literally. I mean, what would you do if you woke up one morning and you found out that the government said, oh, your food stamps are gone. People are going to be flocking to the food banks, but the food banks get donations. If the federal government's not paying for the food banks, that shows the entire entire snap in the system. You see what's happening? I'll tell you what's happening slowly, okay? Now first, we're going to be seeing a serious crop in the country unless the government basically gets off their ass and basically goes over Trump's head and fixes things and says, not on my watch. Right? Right. So what happens? What goes? What's going on? Right? Well, I love all of you. I'll tell you. The government is slowly going to run out of money from each program. Food stamps goes first. People go hungry. People starts chaos in the city. They're eating each other or whatever, as Chloe would say. I wish Chloe would come in here and talk about that because she's got more of a good thought on what happens, you know, on the food. But since she's angry with me because, you know, I call President Trump, as my father-in-law said, it's a sign of respect, even though, you know. Now, the American people turn around, and they basically, what has happened is the American people go around, right, and, once the food stamps go away, then what happens is that, the food stamps runs away. You're like, oh yeah, so that means the only thing holding the country together, if you only have food stamps, is Medicaid. Now, Medicaid won't run out because they have separate programs, but everything has to be renewed by September, okay? Now, by September, except for Social Security, the Postal Service, certain government agencies, you know, I have to look into it thoroughly, but you're sitting there, so it'll be fixed. No. That's the thing. It's not going to be fixed, literally. So, basically, everything is not going according to plan, all right? A lot of people sit there and they say, well, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? My opinion is this. You don't do jack diddly poop, okay? Problem is this is getting to a bigger picture. You're saying, move along. All right. It's declaring martial law, okay? Now, I'm not a conspiracist. I'm just looking at the big picture. Food stamps go away, can declare martial law as a national emergency. You can declare a national emergency a month from now if the government basically doesn't make a deal and TSA agents are closed. How would you feel you woke up and you found out that the TSA agents weren't even working and airports were shut down? People were taking buses and trains. And he's sitting there going, oh, well, that's great, the airports are closed. Here's what happens with the airport. All right? Now, Chloe's sitting in the other room going, okay, airport shut down because of terrorists and all this stuff. That means also for some of you listening on the channel here, that also basically turns around and basically cuts into shipping. People are going to be sending their packages by train or bus or truck. But eventually, trucks are going to have problems shipping stuff out. There's not going to be enough truckers to ship out the goods needed for the American people, you see? It's basically a giant chain reaction of someone wanting to command full powers. And to do this, he's going to be doing it in a shady way. I mean, you can look at it and see it. He's going to dig in, oh, I could shut the government down for years. Right. That's only if the American people don't rise up and grab a pair of balls and tell Congress, if you don't do it, we're basically impeaching you motherfuckers in the next election. You guys are getting paid while everyone else is hurting. I mean, doesn't anyone realize the American people? Or is it all about their fucking pocketbooks and their fucking politics? Oh, we're going to blame this person. Oh, we're going to blame this one. We're going to, you know, I'm sorry to say, but it's all a bunch of malarkey, a bunch of garbage. Literally, if you look at the big picture in the American people are sitting there going, no, literally, why should we basically deal with this? I mean, in my humble opinion, the American people are hurting severely. And, there's no stuff in sight. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, literally, you know, I'm not saying Chloe is right or wrong. I will say, you know, that she has a right to worry. Literally. Everyone should worry. If you look at the big pictures, this is basically the fall of the country. If you cut down the food stamps, well, what happens? Everyone dies in the streets. Now, let's just say people start dying in the streets, you know. Chaos and anarchy, and he tries to bring in the army, and the army doesn't do it. They're like, well, you brought it upon yourself. Tries to bring in something else, and that doesn't work. Eventually, the entire world goes to hell in a handbasket, right? Well, he's basically creating chaos and anarchy in his web of lies. Everyone's sitting there going, what do you want us to do about it? And he's sitting there going, I mean, literally, you gotta look at the big picture. Causing chaos and anarchy is something that, you know, is not a good thing, literally. And so, technically, it's so much crap that the American people are standing around looking up their thumb up their ass when everyone around me is basically thinking, you know, conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy when the federal government is basically they're trying to plan the food stamps out accordingly. But at the same time, you know, you got people like Chloe worried about March. Well, I should go and ask my mom for help. Yeah, you should. Problem is the country is hurting severely. I mean, literally, in my opinion, and I will get to that in a minute, I need to email that one company, which is here. I guess I'll have to wait for tomorrow. They're closed, but at least I got around to it, right? And with one spreadsheet to go today, I can actually feel pretty positive that it'll be done. Leaving the 5 subcategories I can do after dinner or before dinner. So, alright, so, my email was sent for the first business email. See, I'm getting it around to it now. It just takes a couple of clicks. My cousin-in-law basically... What the hell? I had this set up already, and yet, it didn't even do it. There. So, basically what's happening is the internet... I see what happened. The freaking computer acted up, sent it 2 copies of it. Okay, well, there you have it. So, basically, you know, my family, you know, they sit there and they're like, woe is me, cry me a river. The real truth of the matter of the problem isn't about crying a river. So much is what's going on in the world. I mean, literally. I mean, if you look at the big picture, okay. There we go. Big picture, last spreadsheet for this section. I've been kind of slacking a bit, but... You know, the problem is I'd rather be, doing something else. My neck and back's killing me, so I took some pills... You know, it's that time of the month, everyone, I think. Sometimes it comes early, sometimes it doesn't, but my neck and back's killing me. It's probably because of, whatever it is, you know. So. Anyways, let's go back to what I want to talk about. So, I love every one of you, like I said. And, basically, what's going on is, martial law, basically. You look around, you see martial law. People say, oh, martial law, yes. And then that's pretty much what it is, basically. You're looking at a martial law. And, what slowly whittling down to martial law. And also, when you have firearms currently, how many people are going to be, martial law. I mean, you're hungry, you'll sell your guns dirt cheap to get a bite to eat. And that's another reason how they'll disarm you, unless you basically got lots of rations and food stacked away. They're basically preying on you all to make sure that you guys go hungry to the point of no return, you know? I mean, literally, if you're going to basically look around, you're going to notice that that the American people are ready for, real change. And real change means, you know, what I said. And you guys sitting there saying, well, what did she say? Well, my opinion is this. You want real change? You get real change. In my opinion, I want you all to know that real change comes from the heart, you know. And you guys need to realize that this isn't going to get any easier. They're going to disarm you one by one till you have all your stuff sold to whatever. And then you're living in a box probably somewhere. I mean, well, the worst case scenario is that. The best case scenario is the government can turn around and demands and open up the trading. I mean, no one truly knows what's going to happen, you know. I mean, literally, if you look at the big picture, literally, you look at the big picture, what do you see? You see, big picture is the government, coming around and, opening the government up. Otherwise, you know, the worst case scenario is the government doesn't open up. And, it stays closed, and then in September, people start throwing a fit. He says, I'm not budging till I get a wall, and then he gets impeached or whatever. I mean, they could be waiting to impeach him, too. I mean, the options for the Congress right now is wait till, Cohen basically testifies. They turn around and say, hey, we have enough evidence to impeach him, or we can arrest him. Or the 25th Amendment. I mean, no one knows what's going to happen with it, you know. I mean, literally. And so, my opinion is, you gotta look at the big pictures on everything happening in the world of politics. I mean, if you look at it from a different perspective, you're gonna sit there and start to panic because you're looking at it from a point of view that, you know, the American people are tired of seeing the country going to crap in a crap bag, you know. I just have ideas, and those ideas, you know, are just, bad. I mean, I have family members that don't give a damn that, you need to budget your money better to survive in this economy. Yes, you do. So technically, the bottom line is the problem we have is you got the food stamps running out. Eventually, people are going to basically sell their guns just for a meal, and it's not going to be good. I mean, they're going to be disarming at an alarm rate if it goes this way. And the American people are sitting there going, oh, it won't happen to me because we have plenty of supplies. We know this is coming. Those are the ones that are prepared, but what about the people out there, everyone, that lives paycheck to paycheck? Can they supply themselves? Can they support themselves? You're like, oh, it sucks to be you. We're going to be ruining the world and getting things done. And once we do, we're going to make you become poor potato farmers. These are the ones that think they have the authority with the weapons. Yet, those are the ones that are usually the badasses that end up getting killed early on because they're fucking jack monkeys. I mean, look at it. They think they're badass hombres, but deep down, they're nothing. They're useless turds, I mean, you guys could sit there and say, it's all good, but deep down, it's not all good when you're freaking sitting there, going hungry because, of this or that, or, the guy's sitting there, oh, we got 20 years supply of food. Yeah, you brag one too many times, someone's going to put a bullet in your head and take it. I mean, look at the bottom line here. The bottom line is we're going to have anarchy, and then the government can go in and clean up the mess. I mean, literally, if the government wants to, they can clean the mess up right away, And that is where it gets sad. Literally, the people sit there, it's martial law. I mean, literally, if you watch the country fall apart, like Chloe's sitting there, Chloe doesn't realize the big picture is the martial law is going to happen. And when martial law happens, how is it going to work? You're just going to sit there and give in? Or are you going to sit there and say, kiss my ass? A lot of people are going to sit there and say, kiss my ass. A lot of people would. Problem is, everyone loves being armed. But at the same time, everyone sits there and says, kiss my ass, right? And because of it, look at it from the point of view that the U.S. government is not holding afloat right now. They're all freaking sitting there. People are complaining. White House cook can't work, apparently, or whatever. He's got to basically bring in McDonald's food and fast food, pizzas and burgers. Where, what happened to the all-American, you're basically taking away jobs for everything. I mean, it looks like, if the government shut down, the White House is shut down. And it looks like, he's trying to move in his own cronies, before, Michael Cohen testifies. I mean, literally, the whole problem is if you look at the big picture is everyone's looking like a complete clown. And they're trying to cover their own asses. I'm sorry. If you're going to cover your own ass, there's a problem here. It's called covering your own ass. Now, the American people are panicked, okay? There's people out there that say, fuck the handouts, fuck the freeloaders. I know several of them. They always tell me this. Yet, they also say, fuck these freeloaders taking advantage of people. Again, I know about this. The real problem in this fucking world is the world is that the American people are tired, mind you, of getting crapped on. I mean, literally, you get up in the morning and you sit there and, every morning it's something stupid, I mean, how long until someone frickin' sits there and says yes or no? I mean, in my humble opinion, It's not a good sight. So technically, basically, the problem is like I said, the taxpayers are tired of it. Some of these taxpayers are saying, let the U.S. crumple so we can do a wall, right? Or whatever. The problem is, what happens if you do a wall or something, right? Just hypothetically, you do a wall or something. The American people are going to be pissed. If you don't do a freaking wall, they're going to be pissed. They're going to sit there and say, what did you do to us? How come you did it? I mean, literally, I'm tired of basically sitting there wondering what to do, alright? My bottom line is this. What do we do and how do we do it? There you have it. Last spreadsheet, I gotta go, but you hear it from me here at Radio Rita. You know, the civil war and anarchy and chaos might happen if this government doesn't open up. You're gonna see guns being flipped. You're gonna see money being scarce. You're gonna see penny-pinching people doing things that they've never done in this country to survive. There's some people that have a good, nice supply of money. What if banks aren't open? What if grocery stores can't keep stuff on the market? What if, you know, I mean, there's people out there. The main thing is the government can turn around and basically shut down the government. The government can be cut down. I mean, this could be a stunt to cut the government down by only allowing certain people to do it and then have contractors do everything else. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but maybe in the next Radio Rita, I can explain a little bit more about martial law and what I think is going on. So stay tuned for another Radio Rita after your sponsors by Designs by Dink LLC on Facebook or designsbydinky.com. For all your doggy and clothes needs, get Dinky. Thank you, and God bless you all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.